The situation in Calais, for geographical reasons, has been going on for years, and the numbers have actually not increased exponentially. What has increased are the numbers of people coming to Europe and applying for asylum, and 46% of all cases applying for asylum in Europe are in Germany and Sweden. The numbers applying for asylum in the UK are actually very small, relatively speaking.
So, in fact, the numbers are much smaller than perhaps the public might realize. Is that the case? Is that one of the issues you want to get across?
Yeah, most of the asylum seekers, two-thirds of the asylum seekers in the UK, apply when they're already there. Many of them are students or they're working there, and they've taken a legal trip to the UK. Those people are applying for asylum. The ones we see in the television pictures from Calais, these are a relatively small number. About so far this year, applications for asylum in the UK have been about 9,000 in total. If you compare that to the entire European Union, which is well over 230,000, it is a fraction of the number of people seeking international protection in Europe.
So that suggests that the system isn't working, the asylum procedures application system isn't working particularly efficiently in the UK. What exactly does the UNHCR want to see? You want to see returns of migrants who have come for economic reasons and, and presumably those who don't need international protection.
Well, what we need is a system all throughout Europe, in every single European country, that is functioning. That means when people arrive in Europe, no matter where they arrive, first of all, they have decent facilities to arrive to, but that they're registered quickly, that their asylum application is processed quickly, and those who are in need of international protection, who are refugees, to be able to stay. Those who are deemed economic migrants to have a dignified return in order for the system to work and to function and to build trust in the system. This isn't happening right now. There's a lot of irregular movement because of this lack of trust, because of varying systems in different countries. And you arrive in one place and you arrive to horrible conditions and misery, and you arrive in another country and you're received and processed very quickly. So we'd like to see across the board standards for asylum and arrival of human beings to Europe, and those who are genuine refugees need to receive protection. There's one other point, and there is a provision in the so-called Dublin Agreement that isn't working. And if it were working properly, if it were properly applied, it would go a long way to improve the system. And that is that if people apply for asylum in one country but are found to have real ties to another country, there should be an exchange possible, and that is not
there happening. There is a discretionary agreement in place, though, isn't there? So it's just not working. It's another example of the system not actually functioning.
Yeah, it's not really being applied, and that therefore the asylum seekers don't have any faith in that system, and they're not applying for asylum in countries they feel that they don't want to be in, or in countries where they have no family ties or language ties, and they're trying, therefore, desperately and often taking dangerous and illegal measures to reach the country that they really want to get to.